The end of South Sudan's civil war is in sight. We'll talk money, impact, and missions. And we'll share the story of two interns and independent dependents. All that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan leaders have signed a deal meant to end 10 months of civil war. How long is it going to take to undo the damage? Fighting killed thousands and forced around 2 million others to flee home. So if the deal holds, it'll take years. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
A lot of issues about education because of IDPs and relocations and children's schooling being disrupted. We partnered to do some education initiatives, feeding the school children some water and some income generation projects.
After decades of conflict, a food crisis is brewing too.
You've got people being moved from place to place, no time to have a whole season to plant and to harvest. And so you've got all kinds of food production issues.
BGR teams working with local believers are trying to put building blocks in place toward a new normal. When you pray about global crises, don't forget South Sudan.
Field workers there in South Sudan, Uganda, and Sudan, and helping respond to the need and giving hope that is found in the gospel.
Next, organizations helping with Ebola are leaving Liberia. But Global Aid Network continues standing their ground. They'll continue sending medical supplies and equipment, food, and other needed items. Liberian college students are helping to spread the word by handing out pamphlets titled Ebola Kills, Jesus Heals. Gaines asking you to pray for safe delivery and a speedy process of distribution. If you want to learn more, visit our website. This is Mission Network News. You know all those stories we've shared about persecution in India? Haggai Institute alumna Ingrid Albuquerque shares an insider's perspective.
This is all taking place in the rural areas, in the small villages. There's simply no evidence of it in the metropolitan cities where we are able to practice our religion freely.
It's on those urban platforms that she publicly shares the story of Jesus and why God sent him to live among us. On our website, Albuquerque explains how she included the gospel story in a secular biography.
The book was written in such a way that nobody could find fault with it. And that, I would tell you, is the Haggai Institute training.
If you're wondering how to share your faith without causing offense, remember this.
What you believe in has to become your lifestyle. It's that simple. Why do we complicate it?
Meanwhile, do you worry about your gift money making a difference for missions? Well, it's up to God to decide the effects of your donation, yet it's nice to see impact, isn't it? Through the microloan program with Farmers International, not only are whole families saved from poverty, but they're discipled too. Joe Richter of Farms.
When you teach those scriptural principles, people really catch on, and especially when they tithe, they begin to see the blessings of God on their life and on their church, and their own dignity is increased and self-worth.
A key goal of Farm's microloan projects is to draw these people closer to Christ. For details on how it works, visit our website. Here's one way you can help right now.
One of the biggest needs always is to fund all of those programs adequately as they keep expanding and finding new churches and new areas that need help.
And two interns in Thailand have found that plans in life are never certain and sometimes chaos is inevitable. They told the Mission Society that neither of them had a background in teaching, but they found themselves doing just that, teaching. Well, after months of working and learning, each have found that sometimes the best way to avoid insanity is to abandon their schedule altogether. Read their full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.